Hello everyone, I'm Jody. Welcome to American Cafe.
各位好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。
Our guest today is Liz. She's a friend of mine and also a neighbor in the house where I live.
Jody, 你又采访你的朋友啊？我看呀，你快把你的朋友和邻居都要得罪光了。
Oh no, no, they're used to it. And I think they really enjoy it. Anyway, Liz and I were talking the other day, and I found out that she changed her job.
Oh, 那她原来是做什么的呢?
Graphic design. Graphic, G-R-A-P-H-I-C. Design, D-E-S-I-G-N.
Graphic design 就是图像设计。那下面我们就请 Liz 介绍一下什么是 graphic design。
Graphic design. I guess dealing with visual matter, for a specific purpose.
Graphic design pretty much deals with visual matter for a specific purpose.
这听起来挺不错的嘛，他为什么要换工作呢？
Well, according to Liz, she is not a technology-oriented person.And if you're a graphic designer, you really need to like technology and especially computers.
那她后来换了什么工作啊?
Her current job is a pastry chef. Pastry is spelled P-A-S-T-R-Y. Chef, C-H-E-F. Pastry chef. Everybody loves a pastry chef.
Pastry chef 就是做糕点的师傅。诶，这很奇怪啊。这个做糕点的师傅和图像设计好像没什么关系嘛。
Oh, well, not really. There is a connection between graphic design and making pastries.
你又在跟我开玩笑吧?
Well, Liz says that her love of being creative and working with her hands are found in both graphic design and pastry making. Again, here's Liz.
I'm not a very technology-oriented person. So, I don't know. I love to cook.And I thought the creative side of pastry would be good, mixed with the graphic design past. The love of being creative and just working with your hands, and so I just decided to do pastry.
创造力和动手的能力。哎，这么说起来啊，图像设计和做糕点是有点关系啊。Liz 刚才提到 technology oriented.人们常常用它来形容一个人有技术头脑啊，或者是对技术感兴趣。
For example, I am a very nature-oriented person. Or another example, he is not very mechanically oriented. You try it, Yangchen.
I'm not a very work-oriented person.
Okay, I would have to agree with that. Oh, that's funny. Let's hear more about why Liz chose to become a pastry chef.
First of all, people have sweet tooths, so they need to satisfy that.
如果说一个人长了一颗 big sweet tooth, 就是说这个人特别喜欢吃甜的东西,就像你一样。
Exactly. I have a big sweet tooth.
对。
Again, here's Liz.
I think a cake can bring people together. Because a cake is a form, it's, you know, it's kind of a form of a card.You can write things on it, and...
他说的没错，蛋糕就像是一张卡片一样，人们可以在上面画图画呀，可以写字啊，比如说什么生日快乐，或者是放一朵花啊，你可以把它装饰得非常漂亮。那说起来甜点，Liz，他做这一行赚钱吗
？Oh, absolutely. There's always a celebration or significant event where you need a cake.
A wedding, birthday...graduation, oh boy, drawing a blank.
I'm drawing a blank. 这什么意思呢?
To draw a blank means that, well, you know, it's kind of like when your mind is, what were we talking about?
我想我现在明白了，就像 Jody 这样，完全忘了他刚才在说什么，脑袋一片空白。
That is drawing a blank. Thanks for joining us on American Cafe. See you next time.
谢谢收听美语咖啡屋，我们下次节目再见。